I'm Jeff Booth, and this is Faith Friday here on the Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education. We've had a long-running, continuing competition between two men supposedly of faith, Jerry Falwell Jr. and Franklin Graham, to try to determine who was the most awful that month. What we should have had is a competition to see who would fall first. And Jerry Falwell, ironically, was the first one to fall. And he fell hard. Now, he's been mired in scandal and corruption for a long time now. There are endless accusations about how unethical Liberty University is, and they've been racking up quite a lot of controversy. Just in the last few months, he, as president of Liberty University, sent out a noxiously racist tweet in his defense of people not having to wear masks. And boy, that does seem to be where we're at, and it's absolutely insane. Christians of the evangelical type are killing us, literally killing us, because they're one of the leading groups that is fighting the mask wearing, having big churches gather hundreds of people together, singing and screaming and shouting and COVIDing each other. And Jerry Falwell Jr. was one of the top cheerleaders for that insanity. The scandals really just go on and on. April, there was a lawsuit against the university because it was profiting from the coronavirus crisis by reducing campus services, but not refunding student fees paid for those services. He said the concerns about COVID-19 were overblown and was one of the first to open up a university. And there are tons of other scandals at Liberty University, which we don't really need to go into here. His personal problems over the last couple of years have involved alleged improper pictures, often involving his wife, maybe him, hard to know. They were supposedly taken care of by Michael Cohen, Trump's consigliere, because Jerry Falwell Jr. and Trump are very, very close. And there was giving huge sums of money to young, attractive men. You know, the kind of money you'd throw at a lover you wanted to keep around, if you had lots of money or a church's money to throw around. But it wasn't the rumors about the pictures or inappropriate behavior that brought him down. It was a single picture of inappropriate behavior. It's a picture of him with his arms around a young woman. She's wearing a midriff exposing top, and her jeans are unbuttoned and unzipped. And hey, it's a sexy shot. But it's unbelievably inappropriate for someone who is supposedly a sex-restrictive man of the cloth. And he takes it a step further because he's doing the same thing. His pants are open and unzipped. And for men of a certain age, and I'm certainly in that category, there comes a time when you just can't do that anymore. He's got, you know, some little ripples of fat there that just do not look good when you're doing the unzipped pants thing. That, again, no minister should be doing, at least a minister who doesn't believe the kind of same things that I do about sex. Which supposedly he doesn't, but who knows? Do as I say, don't do as I do. But for whatever reason, that was the straw that broke the camel's back. Last week, Jerry Falwell stepped down and took an indefinite leave of absence from Liberty University. Now, he's run things there since 2007, and he's run it with an iron fist. And now he's out. Don't see how he's going to come back. Especially because I think they'll see that things are much better there with him gone. So we're just going to call this, I'm giving it to Graham. You survived. You were the worst person because you were able to continue to get away with being the worst person representing themselves as a Christian leader. So you win. Franklin, you finally beat Jerry. I wasn't sure you had it in you. By the way, if you've seen the picture, which takes place on a yacht, which I guess is his personal floating church, he's holding a black drink. And he writes below the picture, before this was all taken down, of course, he writes, lots of good friends visit us on the yacht. I promise that's just black water in my glass. It was a prop only. So, don't worry while I'm fondling this young woman. with a lot of exposed flesh. I'm doing this with no alcohol in my glass. Well, we feel so much better about it now. There is something called black water. It really is water that is black. Tastes pretty much like water, according to people who've tasted it. But it's just a novelty water. It's black. That's all it is. It was kind of a water for suckers, which I guess is why Jerry serves it. But it was a fad a few years ago. It's not even a thing anymore, and it's kind of hard to find, but I guess they stocked up. Now, we know how insanely anti-gay Jerry Falwell was, despite his apparent fondness for handsome young men. And to be fair, there are a lot of straight men who enjoy watching their wife have sex with another man. So I'm not trying to claim that Jerry Falwell Jr. is gay by any stretch of the imagination. I'm just saying he has very strange relationships with very young, handsome men with virtually no qualifications for anything, but he buys them businesses and lavishes them with money. There's a probability it could all be completely innocent. I mean, it's that teeny tiny possibility. And of course, this being Liberty University, they absolutely have to replace him with someone just as homophobic, and they did. They even replaced him with a homophobe also named Jerry. That makes it really easy. Their new leader is named Jerry Prevo. I wonder how often he got called Pervo when he was a kid. I wonder how often he gets called Pervo now. He ran a church in the megalopolis of Anchorage in Alaska for 50 years. And the main thing the church was known for was its anti-LGBTQ rhetoric. When the Boy Scouts said that they would allow openly gay members, Prevo said his church wouldn't allow the Scouts to meet there and said no homosexual will enter the kingdom of God. Sadly, Jerry, I don't think you're going to be able to verify that because I don't think you yourself are going to be entering into the kingdom of God. It seems for him that the biggest deal is he's against the acceptance of gays because, as you know, acceptance is anathema to Christian beliefs. He said that public school education is responsible for increased societal acceptance of homosexuality. Well, I think in general, education helps you be less prejudiced, so I'm going to give you that one, Jerry. Of course, he spent church money to run transphobic ads to oppose a measure that would add sexual orientation and gender identity to the Anchorage Equal Rights Initiative. One of the ads showed a drawing of a man, essentially, but dressed as a woman and wearing makeup. But other than that, obviously a man going to the women's locker room while a guy lifts a dumbbell and looks terrified. Keep Anchorage classy, Jerry. And then there was the ad that claimed that a hypothetical daycare center would be forced to hire a transvestite who wants to work with toddlers. You know, implying that transvestites tend to be child molesters. At least in the Liberty University world of homophobia. In the world of Trump, in which the world of homophobia lives, we've got the story of Jenna Ellis. She is a senior campaign advisor to the Trump administration, doing what he expects from his advisors, giving him absolutely terrible advice. It's the same kind of advice she gave when she was a frequent contributor to Fox News. He only pulls from the best talent. So, recently, Michelle Obama was feeling a little depressed, as all or literally almost all of us, about the state of things in our country right now. Let me quote Jenna Ellis' response to that. She said, "I think this is more of an issue of Michelle Obama's liberalism, because the Family Institute for Studies has shown that actually conservatives tend to be more joyful and more happy overall with their lives because we still believe in the pillars of society, which is the church and the family. I would encourage Michelle Obama to go to church and to find meaning in the Lord Jesus Christ as her own personal savior." And let me say, Jenna Ellis, and I say this with all sincerity, fuck you. She's a better Christian than you will ever be in your life. She is an actual woman of faith. You're just a lying, self-promoting instrument for the most evil man ever to be president. She is one of the miscreants pushing the Kamala Harris birther conspiracy theory, and said that she sounds like Marge Simpson. Go Google the Marge Simpson animation that they made in response to that. She's a transphobe who intentionally misgendered a trans health official and refused to apologize for it. The Human Rights Campaign calls her a bigot, and she is. And she's a true insider, being the first Trump official since 2016 to appear on Kremlin-backed television. How does Trump find these awful women?